You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Texas. I really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a windy tunnel, shouting through the water, and I'd like to give the information. Ask me for what blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thick of my ear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. I want to welcome you to this week's show. We have a terrific show. Up in just a moment, we're going to be talking to Bob Griswold, followed by Liz Croken. Oh, we got revelations there that you're not going to believe, but this is a dynamite action-packed show, wall to wall, and glad you could join us. Just want to remind everybody that I'm going to be at Steve Quayle's Transhumanism Conference from the 14th to the 16th of September in Branson, Missouri, and I hope you'll make plans to attend. I know I've dialogued with so many of you through the years, and it's been such a productive relationship I've had with so many of you, but I can't wait to meet you all in person. And I'll be there, and so will many of our friends. Doug Hagman, I understand, is going to be there. In fact, I think Doug mentioned to me a few weeks ago he is going. And I think that Sheila Zielinski is going. She indicated to me she intended to go, and we're going to have fun telling jokes to each other. We do that off the air quite a bit. I love Sheila's sense of humor. But really, I really want to encourage you to go because it's one of the most important conferences because it's about transhumanism, and that is the end game for the globalists. This is where it ends. They're trying to steal our soul. They haven't been able to do it, so they have to destroy humanity. And that is the goal, and that's what this conference is about. And you know, if Steve Quayle is involved, it's going to be a first-rate production. And I'll be there covering it as a member of the media. As Steve's guest, I'm so honored he asked me to do that. So I hope to see all of you there. Now, how do you register for this? Well, time is short because I know, understand they're about 85 to 90% full. So you're going to have to move kind of quickly on this. I've got a banner ad for Steve's conference on my website at thecommonsenseshow.com. And he does as well at stevequayle.com. Either place. And you just click on the ad and it goes right to the registration page. And you'll get to see all the participants in the conference. Oh, they're so awesome. And I mean, just awesome. I've interviewed a lot of them on the radio show. It's just a great deal. Anyway, we're also brought to you by our food company. I call it preparewithdave.com. It's my Patriot Supply, but I call it preparewithdave.com because that's how you remember it. Look, people are telling me, Dave, I know we need to have storable food, but I can't do 2 years. Well, you need to work towards that end. But while you're working towards that end, we reduced the volume, and the volume was reduced to 4 weeks, and that'll get you through a lot of initial crises. And then we were selling it for $250, but now we're selling it for $99. I told our manufacturer, I said, look, help me remove the barriers that are blocking people from being prepared. This show is about helping people a lot more than it is Dave Hodges making any money. And so we reduced that price from $250 to $99. 25-year shelf life. It's a fantastic product. No glyphosates, no GMOs, restaurant-quality food. All you have to do is go to the URL and type in the words preparewithdave.com. That's it. Go right to the URL. Do it right after the show, preparewithdave.com, and get started giving your family the peace of mind knowing that you've done what you need to do to prepare them against a lot of these things that are coming our way. Preparewithdave.com. Also, too, we are linking our food sales, at least in promotion, with what we're doing with our first guest, Bob Griswold from ReadyMadeResources.com, with Berkey water filters. Because, look, if you don't have water, you can't eat. And before we jump into our content with Bob Griswold for this hour, I wanted to bring him on and have him talk about this concept because I think Well, I say this too. You need food, water, guns, gold, ammo, and medicine to be prepped properly. And we're right now going to talk to you about the water part of the food. Bob, welcome to the show. And let's jump into this very quickly here. And I'm so glad to be partnering with you on this because the food sales are going at record rates. And as we have talked about off air, you can't eat unless you've got water. And there's always going to be water around, but it may not be drinkable. So you offer something that makes the water drinkable. Let's talk about that. And welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dave. It's always good to be here. You know, there are two pathogens that it's in a large amount of the water that you just find, like in a stream or a pond or whatever. It's called Cryptosporidium and Giardia. If you go and start drinking water out of a stream or a pond, there's a likelihood that you're going to contract these two diseases. Some of them never leave your body. I mean, you know, those cysts can stay in your body forever and just come back and come back and come back. You don't want to get that. And, you know, you will drink water if you're thirsty. I mean, people in sea, they'll drink seawater, even though, you know, it's going to kill them. The drive for drinking water is so great. But you're right. If you eat food without water, it's going to dehydrate your body quicker because obviously the process of digestion requires water. And so if you start eating and don't have water to facilitate that process, it's just going to dehydrate your body quicker. So it is the perfect marriage. If you have a food supply, you better have a way of procuring clean drinking water. And, you know, there's nothing, the Big Berkey's probably the largest supplier of water filtration in this country. I've used one for over 15 years that's in our house. We don't drink any water that does not go through the Big Berkey because it takes out all your chemicals, all your pathogens, and gives you clean drinking water. No, you know, all the chemicals have been removed. You can take the fluoride, the chlorine, all those things out of the water that you need to get out of there. And so, to me, it is an indispensable piece of equipment. You know, and you might already own a Berkey, but you might need to consider changing the filters. People ask me how long the filters last. Well, the black filters, which the ones I recommend, last 3,000 gallons each. So if you've got four of those, you get about 12,000 gallons worth of water. And then if you use the fluoride reduction elements, you know, those take about 2,000 gallons. So you need to be conscious of that. You know, in the movement, in any kind of survival scenario, the saying is one is none, two is one. And so you want to make sure that you have not only a Berkey, but a backup solution to it and backup filters. And what we're also doing, Dave, is that for anybody listening tonight that goes ahead and purchases a Big Berkey system, we're going to throw in a Sawyer mini filter. This Sawyer mini filter, it can actually fit in your pocket and filter up to 100,000 gallons of water. You can use it like a drinking straw. It also has a heavy-duty Mylar bag that you can fill up with dirty water, screw the mini filter on, and then squeeze it out completely pure down to the viral level. And so you're going to get, a bonus for purchasing off the Common Sense Show, and you're going to have the ability that when you need this food, and I use the word very deliberately, Dave, because we're going to start talking about that shortly, when you need this food, and I think the time is short, when you need this food, you're going to be able to rehydrate it with water that will not make you sick. So,
you know, it's
Berkey special. If you just go in there and type in Hodges on the website, the search engine, the Berkey special is going to come up. And again, you get that free $25 water filter with it.
That's quite a deal. Well, the food and water, and I'm glad to be partnering with you on this because this is what people need to be thinking about. In fact, Bob, let me tell you what I found out about the Wisconsin National Guard drill that took place regarding what they call dark skies, which was presumably an exercise for a grid down scenario, perhaps an EMP. And one of the things that they worked on with the Wisconsin National Guard and related federal agencies to this drill was that they practiced centralizing all the food. They were actually training people to confiscate food to go into a centralized system. And wow, will they ever have control of the population once they get control of the food? And of course, if water system's affected, most people aren't going to have a Berkey and be able to find standing water somewhere, a lake, a pond, whatever. and they're going to be subject to this kind of tyranny. Are you naughty or nice? Come to our FEMA camp, and we'll let you know if you're naughty or nice. And I thought you'd find that interesting, Bob, that they did that in Wisconsin. And you know who else covered that besides myself? Dabu77 had a really good video on this, and I put it up on my website. This is real, folks. These people are actually planning to starve us or to make us die of thirst or submit to what they want to do.
You know, Dave, it's used in all tyrannical forms of government. That's how they evacuated the Polish ghetto during World War II, and how they got the Jewish people to come out is they promised them a little marmalade and something to drink. And starvation drove them so desperately that's what they did. They willingly boarded the trains to, you know, one of the death camps in Poland. And Americans, we cannot conceive that, but the trap is being set as we speak. I just tell people, you know, you have no idea what these people have in mind for you. They want their one world government, and we might see a little birth of rebellion right now against it, but these people have had hundreds of years to put this into practice. And the thing, Dave, it's more than just a physical battle. There's a couple points I want to make here, so I've written them down. I don't want to forget it. This is a spiritual battle. There are principalities and powers behind this force to drive humanity into globalism. It is being done because ultimately these principalities and powers want the extinction of the human race. Even the people that are co-opting with them, even the George Soros's of the world that think they're making allegiance, that they're being promised all this spiritual power and whatever else in this new utopia they plan, they're going to be betrayed by these entities. We are on this course. Now, you can make a decision. You will, you know, people are going to, let's just say the mark of the beast. We think that one day it's going to come along and all of a sudden you're going to be agonizing over this decision whether I take it or not. Well, there will be those that might be there that do agonize over taking it. But I tell you, Dave, most people I think are just going to slowly drift into it. That the decisions they make day in and day out have a compounding effect. Little compromises, that voice, you know, we call it the still small voice, or whatever you want to call it, the unction of the Holy Spirit, we ignore it day by day by day. We see the signs around us, but we ignore it day by day by day. And we do so, and every time we ignore that, another layer of the trap that will ensnare us is being set. And so that when it comes that time that your soul is really on the line, you will have made the decision incrementally over years to go ahead and do it. And I wish people could see this, because that's the danger. That's how the dark ones operate. They never tell you their plans. They always try to paint this utopian thing. It's for our good. It's for our protection. And you tie little bit by little bit by little bit. We compromise. We ignore reality. We deny the truth, the historical truth. We deny them, thinking that somehow this time is different. I mean, how do socialists keep promoting socialism when every time it's failed? Because this time it'll be different. And they paint it in such a picture that it sounds rosy. It sounds great, that everybody will be happy. No locks on the doors. Everything's going to be fine. And what does it always end up with? A lot of body bags. And so, you know, you hear this voice that says, you know, things aren't right. $20 trillion in debt and unknown trillions of dollars in unfunded liabilities and quantitative easing they've done, untold trillions of dollars. They don't even print the amount of debt that they have the M1 money supply anymore. They just hide it from us. And slowly by slowly, this trap is being set. And there are those out there right now that are preaching that it's not so, that somehow a utopia is going to be brought in. And I want to make it very clear. You know, Hillary Clinton compared to Donald Trump, hands down, Donald Trump is doing I mean, I could only imagine if that crone was in office, we'd probably be having massive nuclear poisoning right now from the nuclear war that would have already been started. But behind this, there are principalities and powers. They are not defeated by which party is in office. You know, there's a saying, Dave, that the next war is fought with the last war's tactics. If you look at World War II, the Japanese bombed our battleships because that's how wars were fought in war at the beginning of World War II. They were fought with battleships. But that because that happened, it forced us to change tactics till we became a carrier-based navy. And if we had not done that, we would have lost the war. We came a hair's breadth of losing it because if they bombed those carriers, we would have lost the war. It would have extended it for a great period of time. And the reason, point I'm making right now is that we think today in politics, we can fight this battle that we're facing with our grandparents and our parents' philosophy. You know, if we get a majority in the House, if we get a majority in the Senate, if we do this, we do that, we'll win, we can get this back. Well, I mean, we've had majorities in the House, majorities in the Senate, and nothing ever happens. Nothing has really changed. The globalist movement marches on. But today's battle is different than the battle that our parents fought because the Lucifer and the Dark Ones have so permeated all levels of government, all levels of education, all levels of the media, all levels of America's churches, that it's just not a thing of electing a few good people and maybe having a roaring stock market. That's because we spent $1 trillion this year, you know, in debt. That paradigm is long gone. And we think, American Christians right now are thinking that because we've got a conservative in there and he's, you know, stirring up the hornet's nest, that it's going to change America. Dave, I'll tell you, the Holy Spirit comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. That's in the Bible. You don't hear any of that preached in America's churches today. The Bible says, if my people who are called by my name repent, I will hear their land. There is no repentance in the land. I mean, I just saw today that mayors throughout the United States gathered together to celebrate or to make, anti-discrimination laws against LGBT people. And I'm not saying we never go out and hurt these people, but we don't condone the behavior. We don't codify
it in law.
There's
a big difference, Bob, between condoning and condemning. And what I mean by that is I don't seek to persecute anyone for their lifestyle choices. They have to answer to their creator. And it's not for me to judge. But I don't condone what I don't agree with. But there's a difference between not condoning and being prejudicial. A huge difference. And this is what the other side doesn't understand. They think if you're not actively promoting their lifestyle and celebrating in it, that you're a bigot. And that's just not the case.
Yeah, you know, we have honest disagreements. And there's scientific disagreements, moral disagreements, historical disagreements. But my point in this, Dave, is that the conditions that would bring about a changed America do not exist. In fact, just the opposite exists.
Let's get into those. What do we need to change, and what's blocking that change? Let's go there.
Okay. That's a great question. What is blocking it are deep spiritual powers that have been let in. You know, the church is the one responsible for keeping the gates of hell from prevailing upon a society. The church of America in America has been thoroughly infiltrated by Marxist, socialist, and statist. They do not believe the Bible. You could take the major tenets of the Christian faith and they would deny every one of them. They think that the Bible is just an idea of how we should be living. They don't believe any of it. They tolerate what God calls intolerable. And because they have not stood up and preached the gospel and called America to repentance, this flood of wickedness and demonic spirits has entered our government that it's only going to be excised through the same, through spiritual power, not by changing political parties. I mean, we see it everywhere. I mean, this transhumanism movement we were talking about before the program, the Republicans and Democrats, you're not going to stop this. Science is driving this, and there's demonic entities behind it for the destruction of the human race. We see it. I mean, the people that want this globalist power, it is such craving and lust that has been going on since, I mean, all the way back to Babylon. And today, because of technology, it gives us the ability to promote this one world government in ways we could never have dreamed of. Those are the things I'm talking about. Wickedness in high places. I mean, you look at the church in America, and there is no difference between the lifestyle of most people who go to church and the lifestyle of those who don't even claim faith. And Dave, I say these things. I know there'll be people who get upset at me and won't come to my store, but I have to tell the truth. And so when you hear these sirens saying, you know, glory days are here again, I ask them, based upon what scriptural evidence do you use? And there is none. There is none. And I challenge anyone. I mean, nobody's calling for the end of the abortion holocaust in America. Nobody is calling for the restoration of the sanctity of what God calls marriage. I mean, we are an entertainment-saturated society. Again, our churches have basically completely corrupted themselves. You look at the sexual scandal in the church today, and it's deplorable. With ministers.
Now, I read that the Pope has said that we can't find enough priests to fill the vacant positions. And my answer is that's because so many of them are gone to prison or had to resign because they got caught.
Exactly. So, you know, in America today, Dave, I think we have this belief, and it needs to be shaken, that somehow we are going to defy historical precedent, that we can continue to spend, I mean, we're going to spend $1 trillion or close to it in debt this year. We're going to murder a million children this year. We're going to continue to celebrate what God calls perverse throughout the year. American Christians are going to remain silent. They'll be taking selfies and putting them on Facebook, but never mention anything of God's holiness, his righteous requirements, and his demands. He is our king. And if you have a king, that means there's a kingdom. And if there's a kingdom, that means there's laws that you live by under that kingdom. You don't hear any of that in America's churches today. And so, Dave, I'm just saying, I think there's a great deception going on right now. And I think I can prove it scripturally that we're being set up, that we have gone back to sleep, which we so easily do. And we hear the voice singing to us, you know, lullabies, spiritual lullabies. And we just absolutely go into slumber. Well, I see it, the spiritual realm making incremental gains in this country more and more and more. And nobody calls it to tasks. We celebrate the fact that the economy is doing great. Unemployment's low. That is not the mark of a godly society, a good economy. I mean, there's been a lot of wicked governments that have had great economies. What the marks of a godly society and repentance and God's blessing are that we repent of sin, that we live righteous lives, and we understand judgment. That means we understand and live by God's laws and commandments. Dave, I see this in Hawaii, this volcanic eruption. I mean, the amount of volcanoes going off on this planet today are increasing. I think we're going to see more and more of these natural disasters coming as God tries to get our attention, and we reject it. I mean, you know, people are saying that around the midterm elections, you know, more dead people going to vote this time than ever before. What's the joke? The one thing I dread about dying is I hope I don't vote Democrat. We're going to see these key states. There's going to be a lot of, I think, violence going on to defeat this movement that we see at hand. Now, I don't know whether it'll do it or not, but unless, Dave, we see repentance, our nation is lost. And if that's the case, or it's going to go through some very difficult hardships, and I think that's unavoidable just because of the things we've done, you better get ready. You better be prepared for it.
There's a lot of legitimacy to what you're saying. I spoke with, had a private conversation with my congressman, Dr. Paul Gosar, who I think just about walks on water. And in fact, I've had the privilege of interviewing Dr. Gosar several times on this show, and I've got to know members of his staff, and they are right on the money with what they're saying. Listen to this, Bob. This is what he told me in January. He said, Dave, the Democrats can never beat us in a general election unless they cheat like crazy and get 10 million illegals the right to vote. And I think he's right on the money with this. But I thought at that time, well, we're going to be safe. There's no way they'll get 10 million. What do you think? You think they'll get to 10 million, or will they be able to cheat enough to offset the votes by 10 million across the board in the midterms and then later in the general election in 2020? What's your view on that?
You know, I think it's a game of numbers. As more and more minorities, which come in this nation and have 6 to 8 children, and, you know, the people indigenous in this nation barely have 2. I mean, those numbers don't lie, Dave. It's a matter of time before they will have the numbers, and it's not that far off, that they will be able to even legitimately beat us in all the elections. I mean, that's unless there's a turning in the Hispanic community or the black community or whatever, away from the plantation vote, they're going to have the numbers just to overwhelm us in almost, you know, all federal elections.
Bob, you said the plantation vote. Can you clarify for the listeners what you meant by that?
I mean, those are the people that the Democrats have enslaved on welfare. You know, it is basically to keep people enslaved to a pittance of existence. They give them what they need, and they're, I mean, it's multi-generational, but there are people that live on welfare for generations, and the Democrats basically try to give them enough money, and a lot of Republicans do it. They all play the game. They give them enough money to keep them loyal voters. They're basically buying the votes with our money. And so there are millions and millions that fit into that category. Now, if they can one day wake up and see that, you know, that welfare has not improved their condition at all, in fact, it's greatly decreased their condition, then, yeah, we might have a chance. But I don't see that coming anytime soon. I don't think the call is there. Again, it goes back, Dave, to what is the church doing? And if the church is not being the leader against the spiritual darkness that has come across our nation, against the rise of transhumanism, against the rise of you know, this aberrant definitions of marriage, unless that comes out of the pulpit, the spiritual power to overcome those entities does not exist in the political realm. It only exists in the spiritual realm. And if you're a Christian, that is the only position the Scripture teaches. And so this is what I see. I feel it strongly inside. I feel that the Word of God teaches it. And it goes back to this, Dave, that when this happens, and we can see, I mean, again, I go back to the book of Deuteronomy and look at it. And I see that the judgments that are listed therein not only are here, but they're growing in measure. And when that judgment reaches its fullness, and all of a sudden, the music stops, you better be prepared spiritually, and you better be prepared physically, because, Dave, it's like you said, they will use food as a weapon, they will use water as a weapon, they'll use electricity as a weapon, they'll use all of these things as weapons against us to bring us into the realm of where they want us. This globalist movement is not a new thing, Dave. It has gone on since Babylon. These dreamers have tried for thousands of years to bring about this globalist movement. They now have the technology to do exactly what the Bible says, is to number every human being on the planet, to make it so you cannot buy or sell without a mark. That technology now exists. It has never existed before. We have, you know, since the days of Noah, where the human seed was tried to corrupt it through fallen angels. We now have the technology to do it through science. And the technology is so alluring because the promise of what they will offer is so great. Eternal life, beauty, you'll be able to, you know, the disease will be gone. All those things they'll promise. The sexual revolution that we see now that's gone into pornography and everything, it's going and going, you know where it's going with robotic people.
The sex bots is what they're called.
Yeah. I mean,
it's disgusting.
It's not going to stop because it's only can be stopped by that changing of the heart of man when man's heart is changed. And that is only accomplished by the gospel. And the gospel can only change if the ministers of America are preaching it, and they're not. They're in bed with this stuff. I mean, not everyone, but the vast majority are in bed. So that's why I say, Dave, that's why my passion is where it's at. And that's why my conviction is where it's at, is because of that.
Bob, I'm going to say one thing that I hope is true, and I'm saying hope, that's the operative word. I think that most of the pastors are victims of blind neglect. They can't believe that something could be as bad as you and I both know it is, and I don't think a lot of them are complicit with the decision making, although here's where I hold them all accountable. I remember, I don't have to go back very far in time, maybe 12, 14 years, and we had groups in our church that were designed to try to rehabilitate people who were gay that were uncomfortable with their choice. And that came from the pulpit. Or anti-abortion marches. That came from the pulpit in the church I attended. Well, they're not doing those anymore.
The pressure to conform, Dave, is overwhelming because it's just not. There's spiritual power behind this, and this is unless we recognize this. We're fighting the wrong enemy. We're fighting this next war with last war's technology. We have to fight this war on our knees. You know, I have a friend, Sonda Allison, I mentioned it to you beforehand. She's really gifted in the realm of spiritual warfare, and I've learned so much from her. Opened my eyes to this whole battle that goes on, and we don't even know what enemy to fight. It's evident by the fact we think if we can get these people in these key positions that something's going to change, and I will tell you, it will not change. Because the spiritual realm behind it is so overwhelming that if you approach it in what you would call the natural man, your striving is going to be failing. It can only be done by the power of God through prayer and repentance, and that's the only way this change will come. And again, I hope it does. I don't see it coming, at least until we go through a measure of judgment nationally. And that might bring us back. But just the fact that if we can keep enjoying all this supposed prosperity that's built on debt, mountains of debt, we keep deceiving ourselves that we can continue to go down these paths of immorality, that we make everything God except for the true God, and that it'll continue, we will never change from this path. God in his mercy is going to bring about these conditions to humble us and to bring those that are his back, those ministers that are his, that are truly caught up into something they don't know. He knows their name. But I do think a lot of them are in it for a paycheck, and a lot of them are in it. The heads of these organizations, I think, are in it for devious purposes. They've been infiltrated by people that want to destroy the gospel because they know that faith is the foundation of our society, and the faith speaks to a strong family. So if they can destroy faith, they destroy the family, and then they make everybody dependent on the government. That's the pattern we see. It's happened. To turn it around, again, I don't think that's going to happen unless we experience some extreme hardship. And that's, again, Dave, why I tell people to get ready for this hardship. It's coming. It's coming like a freight train, and it's not going to stop. You know, the food you sell, Dave, I am absolutely convinced, and not too near in the future, that the economy is going to turn. We're about at the end of it. I mean, you talk to people that know what they're talking about. I've listened to Ron Paul, and he says it. Peter Schiff says it. I mean, you just have all these economists that say it, the ones that face reality say it. We're about at the end of this Keynesian game, and it's going to, you know, the debt is going to come due. I mean, if they raise the interest rate, what happens to the debt, the interest payment on the national debt? It just becomes exorbitant. We're trapped in a cycle that we can't break. The economy needs the money because it's become used to that $1 trillion or so in debt spending. So we need to keep pumping it in there to keep the economy where it's at. If you take that $1 trillion a year out in deficit spending, I mean, the economy collapses because that's $1 trillion less stuff spent. It's not difficult to understand it. So
I understand it perfectly, but yeah. I don't think many of the pastors are involved in the complicit planning for this like they would be if they were members of DHS, clergy response team. I think it's just hear no evil, see no evil, and because it doesn't fit their paradigm of Christianity, they look the other way.
And that's what I would agree with. Yeah, willful ignorance, you know, that's what I agree with. I'm not going to speak on anything that's controversial. You know, I'm expected to keep the donations coming. I'm not going to speak on anything controversial. So I'll speak on, you know, happy things that make people feel good. But that's not what the nation needs right now. The nation needs a clarion call to repentance. That's the thing that's going to save us. That's the thing that's going to deliver us. And that's the thing that will restore us as a nation. If we are not at the end of the age, that is the thing that will restore us as a nation, is when people get on their hands and knees before God and confess their sin in true humbleness. And we'll see it sweep the nation nationally. If that happens, then I have hope. But until that day happens, I would say keep preparing. I think we're at that stage that the end game is near, and the globalists realized that they will not cease, movement here, that they will seek everything they can to extinguish it, and unless the Lord is on our side, I think they will extinguish it. If we continue in the path that we're going on, if the church continues in this path, I think we will see the extinguishing of this movement, because Americans, again, will go back to sleep and not care who gets elected in any way. And you will see this darkness, this dark forces that are there, continue to make the inroads that they're making into the area of transhumanism, into the area of the breaking down of the family, of marriage, and you know, spending money we don't have. All those conditions that are there for everyone to see will come home and have that big collapse and cost that nobody wants to admit is there. But history tells it's there.
Well, Bob, really what you're kind of underlying here is something that I've thought, felt, and somewhat said for years, is that we have these surface problems that Trump is dealing with. The employment rate, the trade balance, how manufacturing is doing in the country relative to our eliminating these trade agreements. But the core problem undermines everything else and overwhelms everything ultimately, and that's the fact that we have self-defeating spiritual attitudes.
Could you define what you mean by that?
Well, what I mean by that is simple, is that they don't see the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. They don't think they have to follow biblical principles. They think they can live in the moment all the time without regard for consequences, without regard for finding the need to blend together the physical world with the spiritual world. This is what I see America being embroiled in. Although the transhumanists can't take our soul from our bodies, and they've tried, that's actually part of the NSA training that Vance Davis told me about, but they sure have managed to keep us from our Savior, which is a way of separating us from our soul from a spiritual plane.
Dave, you're right on with that. That is right on. You know, we made everything God but the true God of heaven. And so with that, I the last time I was on, I said that if you realize these things, if you understand these things, if you have spiritual insight into this, you know the consequences. You know God is holy. He has to bring the judgment. It's not a matter of if. It's only a matter of when. How, yes. When does his mercy run out? And so faith does build arcs. Faith builds silos. That's what faith does. Faith takes action. Faith says, I'm not going to just sit here and wait for these things to come about and see my family ravaged by this judgment. God is merciful. He's warned me ahead of time. I'm going to take, you know, the provisions necessary so that when this happens, I will have food on my table. You know, when the death angel came over Egypt, those that had the blood on the doorpost were protected. You know, the death angel's coming. And if you have the blood on the doorpost, if you've listened to the voice of God, you will be protected. But if you've gone along with the world and played along with the world and listened to the world's music, and music, I mean what their song is, if you've not obeyed God, that death angel's going to come close to your home. And it's not going to be pretty for those that do that. Right now we have the time. He's given us this time to take action. And the action we take today will preserve our life tomorrow. You know, I was mentioning at the beginning of the show, before we go on the show, Dave, you know, my friends and I talk about night vision a lot. When we were out this last Friday night, two other friends and myself, we had our night vision. We had AR-15s and the infrared lasers. I'm telling you, with that equipment, the awesomeness, I mean, first of all, it was just an awesome time of fellowship with two other Christian men. But the awesomeness of what that gives me in being able to protect my family, you could not see me at all. And those little steel targets, I could hit it every single time. You know, we have that time now to, as I say, you know, team up, train up, stock up. Team up, you have friends, family, get with them, make a strong coalition between them that whatever happens, you're going to watch each other's back.
Before you go down the road of preparation, I wanted to go back to what you just said. And I think it's a really important point. You talked about the need for revival in this country, true spiritual revival that's Christ-centered.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I used to have this debate with Steve Quayle. I no longer have the debate. He won the debate. He used to tell me, Dave, it's good to fight for your country. It's good to do this, that, and the other, and so forth. He said, I think salvation's possible for the individual. I think it's too late for America. That was Steve's view, that individual salvation is obtainable, but the survival of America as a viable nation because of its decay, spiritually speaking, was probably not possible. Where do you come in on that paradigm?
No nation has ever turned back. If you go to the book of Romans, Dave, read Romans 1, there's a threefold abandonment of God. It starts with the denial of God as creator. He said, if you deny God as creator, he abandons you. He abandons your conscience. As you continue along that road to depravity, there's another abandonment. And then a third abandonment. The third abandonment is when he abandons society to sexual deviancy, and your conscience becomes reprobate, meaning you cannot change at that point. You are a reprobate. You have no conscience left. I think Steve could make an excellent point that America's at that third stage of abandonment, and that national repentance, national salvation, at least without immense struggle, is not going to happen. I don't think there's a historical precedent. You look at Egypt, you look at Rome, you look at any of these great civilizations. When they hit this level that we've hit, they did not come back.
Yeah,
they were conquered.
That's what I think too. When I first got into this business, I thought we can save anything. And now I've come to realize we're really doing triage. And that we're saving what we can, and we're not trying to waste energy on what we can't save.
There's a remnant, Dave. there's a remnant of those that still hear God's voice. And we want to encourage that remnant to get to know your Father more. You're going to need it in the days ahead. You're going to need to have that spiritual connection between you and your Father. You're going to need the spiritual power because, again, you're not going to be fighting man. You're going to be fighting the supernatural, the principalities and powers, dark forces that are going to come, that are here, and that will come out and upon this world in persecution and in anger and violence. It's going to be, as it says, in the days of Noah, and you will need that. And at the same time, Noah prepared practically for a long time. As I was saying, you know, that's why, you know, the night vision thing, I promoted. If somebody was trying to hurt my family and they came against me at night, just my one person under those conditions that I was just external, you could, 30 people could not see me. So if there were 30 bad guys coming at me and try to hurt my family with that night vision and a legally suppressed weapon and an infrared laser, they would not have a chance. That's why I promote that so strongly. I'm telling you, Dave, they would not have a chance. They would never even hear what came at them. And it is such a force multiplying. And I think we've seen these kinds of things happen already. I mean, the Superdome, when all law and order broke down and the government hired Blackwater to go in there and terminate with extreme prejudice, that means to kill whoever they wanted to kill. And that's a matter of record. They did. And whenever you see these things in these larger cities where the power goes down or something happens and all hell breaks loose, well, that's just a microcosm of what's going to happen when the food stops, the electricity goes off. One of a dozen things happens. That's just a microcosm of what's going to happen throughout the nation.
I think it's going to be so bad here, Bob. I think you're on the money. But I think we're going to see millions of Americans trying to get out of this country. I can't claim to have had a vision. I never make those claims. But I will tell you, one of the things that has happened to me on numerous occasions is I'll be sitting in a chair, you know, kind of like half conscious, half awake, and I'll just start to see it happening where people are leaving, and they're leaving by the droves. Do you think things are going to get that bad in America?
They will definitely be trying to get out of the cities because the cities will become out. The city produces nothing. It consumes everything that the city consumes is made outside the city. The water, the electricity, the food. The only thing the city has is the air. They have the air. They do have that. But everything else comes from outside. It's a massive transportation system that keeps them alive day to day. When that breaks down, you're going to see an excess out of these things, and it's going to turn the roads into the vertical parking lots, and the slaughter on the highway is going to be absolutely, you don't even want to think about it. You know, again, get your water, get your food, and you said other things that were indispensable. Again, the communication, you could be able to communicate. The communication lines will be shut down. They will have to do that to keep the forces of darkness, the evil people, from networking and doing flash mobs or whatever else they're going to do. You have ham radio, you can talk. You can communicate. Right. You have the night vision, you can protect yourself at night. One set of night vision, one setup the way I described, could put a group of people intent on harming you to flight.
Let me go back to the let's go back to the original premise that we started off this discussion with, is that people need food, water, guns, gold, ammo, and medicine as basic essentials. Now that's only the superficial level, but the food and water are key. And so we talked about cross promoting, and I talked about putting preparewithdave.com into your URL to get the best deal on the planet for storable food. And we're dovetailing that with the Berkey water filter, because you can't have one without the other. You can't eat if you can't drink. So, Bob, again, tell people how they can get a copy or get a Berkey water filter to go with food supply that their family is going to need.
Well, if they go to my website and just type in Hodges, and the search engine, that Berkey special is going to come up. it has Hodges in it, a keyword, so it will come up. And like I said, they're going to get a free Sawyer mini filter. Now, this filter's 100,000 gallons, Dave. You will not drink that much water in your lifetime. It's gonna, that one water filter will last you your lifetime. So wherever you're at, you can put this thing in your pocket, and then you can just pull it out, and if you need to get down on your hands and knees and drink, like out of a straw, or you can fill up a little heavy-duty Mylar bag. It fits most plastic little drinking, you know, the bottles you buy at the store that have water in it. It'll fit most of those that you can squirt the water directly into that bottle. And then the Big Berkey, it'll do thousands and thousands of gallons of water, purify it, making it clean. So when you rehydrate that food, you're not going to get sick eating it. And again, if you don't have the water, you don't eat the food. Ask any survival expert at all, and they'll tell you that. If you don't have water, don't eat. So water is absolutely critical that you have the ability to procure clean drinking water. The last thing you want is in a crisis to be forced to drink water that's been compromised, and you to get one of either Giardia or Cryptosporidium. They do mass evacuation, if you know what I mean. It will clean your guts out very quickly,
and not in the way you want.
No, there's good not the way you want.
There's good detox agents out there, but this is not what you want to do. And
no.
I totally agree with what you're saying here. And this is why I'm so glad that we're cross-promoting this, because I've always felt there was a gap. I talk about food, I know you need water. When you talk about guns, you know you need ammo. So to me, they're two different sides of the same coin. So again, just to recap, people go to readymaderesources.com and they click on the Berkey water filter. They're going to get a bonus filter by putting in the coupon code Hodges, is that correct?
Yeah, all they have to do is put in the comment section, Hodges, and they'll get the $25 filter.
Fantastic. That's fantastic. And there are other things there, too, and we're really short on time, but let me just mention very quickly before we close, because we always do this with people that come on for our show, what they do, what they promote, how they can help us. But you got the night vision that I know you'll finance. You've got all kinds of accessories like communications equipment. You got the full meal deal at Ready Made Resources. And I got time to say this, and then we got to close. Bob Griswold will consult with you about your prepping needs. He'll meet you where you're at, so to speak, intellectually, and say your next step is X. And then after that, your next step is Y. Most people charge for that. Bob does it for free. Reasonably priced, readymaderesources.com. Bob, my friend, I'm sorry, we are straight out of time. I look forward to having you on again. Good stuff, Bob.
Thank you, and God bless.